त्वया कृत्वा वामम् वपुर परितृप्तेन मनसः शरीरार्धम् शम्भोः अपरमपि शङ्के कृतमभूत् यदेतत्त्वद्रूपम् सकलमरुणाभम् त्रिनयनम् कुजाभ्यामारम्भम् कुटिलशशिचूडालमकुटम् श्री शम्भु शरीरार्धायै नमः. Is how Amba is addressed here. Freedom from all kinds of diseases, death and all kinds of sarva vyadhi nashanam, renuva mochanam, all those things are supposed to be benefits of this shloka. Addressing Amba, O Devi, yathu, for whatever reason, etat, your tadrupam, your form shines in my heart, sakala marunabam, completely it is red in complexion, aruna. Trinayanam, with three eyes, your form appears in my heart in red complexion with three eyes. Kuchabhyam anamram, with your slightly bent waist because of that two breasts. Kutila sashi chudala makutam, with the crown adorned by the crescent moon. And for that reason, shamboho, shambhus vamam vapuho, the left side of the body, hrutva, has been taken away, tvaya, by you. Even then, shanke, I doubt, apari triptena manasa, without contentment of the mind, aparam sharirardham api, the other half of the body also, hritam abhut, has been taken away also by you. That is the imagination of the acharya. So, not content in mind, with the taking away of the left side of the body of Shiva, the other half also, I guess, has been taken away by you. For your form that shines in my heart is completely red in complexion and is slightly bent with a pair of breasts and has a crown adorned by the crescent moon. That is how Acharya describes the form of Amba. Japa is supposed to be done facing east and 1,000 times, 45 days. Benefit is supposed to be freedom from all kinds of diseases, danger, debt, and in a gold plate, yantram, naivedyam is payasam and this ulundu vadai. And also the yantram is I have given here also on the side. Now, this shloka is another important shloka where the Shiva and Shakti concept are given by Acharya. Generally, the Shiva and Shakti concept in the Ardhanari form. The Amba is supposed to be the left side and the Shiva Tattva is supposed to be on the right side. And Shiva is supposed to have a white complexion and Shakti is supposed to have a red complexion. But the Devi's entire body, when the devotee visualizes, the entire body appears red to him. And she has three eyes and she also has a crescent moon on her crown. So, he tries to interpret this form as Devi not satisfied with half the body of Shiva. She wanted to take the entire body to resemble her form. So she has taken his entire body because the Shiva, who is known as Trinetra, he is also known as Chandrasekhara, who has got the crescent moon on his head. He has got three eyes. So he is obscured totally by the Shakti Tattva. So worshipping Shakti, that includes Shiva Puja also, because Amba has taken away the entire form of Shiva into her complexion. So worshipping Amba is also including the worship of Lord Shiva also. Actually, there is a tradition, the Uttara Kaula tradition. There is no Shiva Puja at all in that. Shiva Puja is not separately done at all in that tradition, because he is supposed to be one with the Shakti. So he has no form. He has no activity also. All activities are all done by Amba only. Actually, there was this Appaya Dikshita's kind of a grandson. He is Neelakanta Dikshita, supposed to be a great scholar in Sanskrit and Devi worship. And he wrote an excellent text called Ananda Sagara Stavam. Supposed to be a very, very, very beautiful text. Actually, the time he wrote it was supposed to be very, very excruciating circumstance for him personally. And that is the time he wrote this particular composition. And there he says about Amba, Nirmasi samharasi nirvagasi trilokim వృత్తాంతం ఏతమపి వేత్తి నవా మహేశః తస్యాత్మనస్తు గిరిజే తవ సాహచర్యా జాత శృతిష్వపి జగజ్జనకత్వవాదః. హీస్ అడ్రెసింగ్ అంబా, ఓ గిరిజా, యూ క్రియేట్ ఆల్ ద త్రీ వరల్డ్స్, యూ సస్టైన్ దమ్ అండ్ యూ డిసాల్వ్ దమ్ ఆల్సో. ఐ వండర్ Shiva whether even he knows this act of yours. He doesn't even know what you are doing, since what the world thinks that you are with him, it calls him as the father of the universe because of your association with him. Even though he doesn't know any of these actions that you do, still they call him as the father of the world. That is how Acharya, this Nilakanta Dikshitar, is imagining. And he is also telling, Sadharane Smarajaye Nitilakshi Sadye Bhagi Haro Haratu Nama Yashaha Samagram Vamangri Matra Kalite Janani Tvadiye Kava Prasaktiriha Kalajaye Purarehe. Again, another beautiful imagination. Manmatha was supposed to be burnt by Lord Shiva by his third eye. And since Amba is supposed to have half the body, then half that eye also should belong to her. So, and Shiva, then he should have rightfully have only one half of that glory, because the other half of the eye should become to Amba, belong to Amba. So he should have only one half that glory. Even then, people all say what they say, Shiva only burnt Manmatha. He tries to take away all that glory. But the left leg that kicked Kala is yours only, because Amba is occupying the left side of the body. So Kala, when he was Kala Samhara Murti, when the Kala was kicked by the left leg, that leg fully belongs to you. And so what glory Shiva has that at all in that particular act? Still he is called the Kala Samhara Murti. Kala is the time principle. So he is supposed to be the Kala Samhara Murti when he kicked the Kalam, the time principle, with his left leg. That glory should not belong to him at all, but still they call him Kala Samhara Murti. So this is the imagination of Nilakanta Dikshitar to show the glory of Amba. Actually, Paramacharya, he says, by the grace of both Shiva and Shakti only, Parvati only, one gains Kama Jayam. All kinds of Kama, all kinds of desires, they are all won over only by their grace. But by Amba's grace alone, one gains Kala Jayam. Kamajayam can be gained by worshipping both. But Kalajayam, to win over time principle, Amba's grace alone is needed. So her lotus feet alone can give Kala Nivritti for somebody to escape the cycle of birth and death, to escape the Kalam, the fear of death, fear of Maranam. One has to go to Amba's grace only. That is what Acharya interprets in this shloka, in shloka 23. So let us go to shloka 24. Let me pull that up. Some kind of dialogue, I don't know what they are. Jagat Sute Data హరిరవతి రుద్రః క్షపయతే తిరస్కుర్వన్నేతత్ స్వమపి వపురీశ స్థిరయతి సదా పూర్వః సర్వం తదిదమనుగృహ్ణాతి చ శివః తవాజ్ఞామాలంభ్య క్షణచలితయోః బ్రూలతికయోః. సో స్ఫటిక గటిక Bhattakaraye Namaha, that is how Amba is addressed here. Relief from all kinds of evil spirits and similar, all kinds of afflictions. So, Sarva Bhuta Preta Pishacha Bhaya Nivarana. So, all kinds of Bhaya Nivarana. O Devi, Data. Data is Brahma. Brahma, Jagat Sute, he creates the universe. Harihi Avati, Vishnu, he sustains it. Rudraha Kshapayate, Rudra, he Shiva, he dissolves it. ఈశః పరమేశ్వర తిరస్కురువను ఏతత్ హి అబ్జార్బ్స్ దీస్ త్రీ ఇన్ హిమ్ అండ్ స్వం వపుః అపి తిరయతి డిసాల్వ్స్ హిస్ ఓన్ బాడీ ఆల్సో ఇన్ దిస్. సో సదా పూర్వః, సదా పూర్వః మీన్స్ సదాశివ, ద వన్ హూ హ్యాస్ Sada in front of his name. You know how the Sada Shiva, the Sada Purvaha means in front, Purvaha. So the one who has Sada in front of his name, Shiva has Sada in front, so he is Sada Purvaha, Sada Shiva. Sarvam tat idam anugrannati. He approves of all these alambya based on tava, your agnyam, your command. He approves all of them based on your command only, communicated through the kshana chalita yoho, through the momentary movement of your brulatika yoho, eyebrows. By just a momentary glance, momentary movement of your eyebrows, commanded Shiva to go through all these various acts and all the other deities also. So Brahma creates the universe, Hari sustains it, Rudra dissolves it, annihilating them, Ishvara conceals himself as well. Sadashiva approves of them, pursuant to your command, conveyed through your creeper-like curved movement of eyebrows just for a moment. So that is the power of Amba, that is how it is imagined here. So again, Japa is supposed to be done morning facing east 1000 times for 45 days, removal of all kinds of evil afflictions, and the yantram is supposed to be gold plate and sweet sesame rice, honey, and again ulundu vada with the dal with all that, and the yantra is given here for the sake of completion. So all this Amba, she conducts the five acts of Srishti, Sthiti, Samhara, Tirobhava, and Anugraha. Srishti Kartri Brahma Rupa Goptri Govinda Rupini Samharini Rudra Rupa Tirodhana Kadishwari Sada Shiva Anugrahata Panchakritya Parayana. Lalita Sahasranamam calls Amba as Panchakritya Parayana. Panchakrityam. These are the five acts. Which are the five acts? Srishti, creation, Sthiti, sustenance, Samhara, dissolution. Tirobhava is the ability to hide through the power of Maya, our own nature. And Anugraha is Amba's kindness, again, to show to us, removing that particular Maya and show us our own nature. That is Anugraha. So, through Brahma, Amba creates. Through Vishnu, she sustains. Through Samhara, through Rudra, she does Samhara. And through Ishana, she does the Tirobhava. And through Sadashiva, she does Anugraha. Actually, if you remember that Panja Brahmasana, that day when I explained, I told about the asana in which the four legs are occupied by Brahma, Vishnu, Rudra and Ishana. And Sadashiva is the plank where Amba is seated. So, all the actions of the various deities, whether it is Brahma, Vishnu, Rudra, Ishana and Sadashiva, they are all happening based on Amba's just wish. So kamayata bhagutyam praja yeyeti, just by her mere wish, the entire srishti happens. Bhagutyam praja yeyeti, Upanishad says, she became many. The entire creative, the faculty, through various other functions, they all happen by her mere glance, by her mere thinking, by her mere sankalpa. So, since it is difficult to worship all devatas, because there are so many devatas in the Hindu system, for every functionality we have a devata. So, if you want the prosperity or anything in any kind of accomplishment in the entire life, then it is very difficult to worship all devatas separately. So, when we worship Amba, it is equivalent to worshipping all devatas also individually. So the same idea actually is given in the next shloka also. So worship of Amba is equivalent to worshipping all devatas individually. So there is no need for worshipping any other individual devata for any other particular request or anything. It is just worshipping of Amba that is adequate. That is how the glory of Amba is again acknowledged by Acharya, imagined here through this particular shloka. Now let me go to the next shloka. 25. Trayanam devanam triguna janitanam tava shive bhavet puja puja tava charana yorya virachita tatahit padpado dvahana manipitasya nikate Sitahyete Shashvan Mukulitam Karottam Samakutaha. Again, Amba is addressed here as Sri Shivaya Namaha for advancement in profession and authority, power, all kinds of things. So, Uttama Padavila Bhartha. Uttama Padavi, if somebody wants, that is how, you know, this sloka is described. Shive, O consort of Shiva, Amba is addressed here as consort of Shiva. Tava Charana Yoho, on your feet, on your lotus feet. Ya Puja Virachita, whatever Puja is performed on your feet, that Puja Bhavet is also Puja offered Trayanam Devana to the Trinity. So whatever Puja is performed at your feet is also the Puja offered to the Trinity. Tava Triguna Janitanam, who are these Trinities? They are all generated based on your three qualities. The Sattva Guna, Rajo Guna and Tamo Guna. Tatahi, that is only appropriate because Yethe, these three, Yete, these three sthitahi, they stand shashvate, always mitade, near tvat padotvahana manipitasya, the diamond seat that supports your feet, mukulita karottamsa mukutaha, with their folded hands on their crowns. That is how these trinities, Brahma, Vishnu and Shiva are waiting on her. So that is how he is imagining, who is Shiva's consort. Worship offered at your lotus feet is worship offered to the three gods born out of your three qualities. It is just so because they stand perpetually near your jeweled seat, bearing your feet with their folded hands as their crest jewels. So this is another imagination. Again, japa done morning facing 1,000 times 20 days, advancement in professional career, and again gold plate, payasam, all kinds of the naivedyam are also given here. And the yantram also is given in this site. So here, we have to understand that Triguna Janitana. So, we have already told in creation, when Sadashiva, you know, Parabrahma just exists, and in association with Maya, then the creative faculty starts, and Maya is supposed to be endowed with the three gunas, which are the three gunas, the Sattva Guna, Rajo Guna, and Tamo Guna. And when Rajo Guna is prominent, then the Chaitanyam associated with that is called the Brahma, the creator. And when Sattva Guna is dominant, then the Chaitanyam associated with that function is called Vishnu. And when Tamo Guna is dominant, then that is called Rudra. So in creation, the creation, sustenance and the dissolution, they are just only the various forms based on the three gunas of the Maya. And Manipitasya Nikate, the six Adhara Chakras, actually if you remember that particular diagram which I put maybe somewhere in the lecture, third or fourth lecture, where the various Adhara Chakras starting from Kundalini up to Sahasrara, I gave the various positions and the various chakras which are all identified in each of those positions in the body. So the six Adhara Chakras in the body, they are Manipitas, supposed to be Manipitas here, divided into three khandas. This also I mentioned at that time. The Brahma Granthi in the Agni Khanda, that is supposed to be the abode of Brahmaji. And then the Vishnu Granthi, which is in the Surya Khanda, is supposed to be the abode of Vishnu. And the Rudra Granthi in the Soma Khanda is supposed to be the abode of Rudra. So that is how in the Adhara Chakras, when you visualize the Adhara Chakras from Mooladhara to Sahasrara, the various khandas, namely the Agni Khanda, Surya Khanda and Soma Khanda, in each one of them, these three trinities, their abodes are placed in those places. And actually there is this Antaryaga method and Bahiryaga method of worship. I have mentioned this earlier also. In the Antaryaga method of internal worship of Amba, in the six Adhara Chakras, the six chakras, Kundalini and all, in all those Adhara Chakras, it worship of them that amounts to the worship of the Trinity also. Because each of these granthis, in each of these mandalas, they are all occupied by these trinities. So when one does internal worship, Antaryaga method of worship of Amba, it also automatically includes the worship of the trinities also. Actually, Abhay Dikshitar, he wrote a beautiful composition called Durga Chandrakala Stuti. And there he says, Yad Pujanaha Stuti Namaskriti Bihi Bhavanti Pritaha Pitamaha Ramesha Harastrayopi. Pitamaha is Brahmaji, Ramesha is Vishnu and Hara, Shiva. So all three, Pritaha, they all get satisfied. They are all pleased. Tesham api svakarunaihi dadajim vapumshi tham ishvarasya tarunim sharanam prapadye to Sachamba. I do my prostrations to her. So that is how he is imagining. So by mere worship of Amba in this particular way, also worship includes the worship of the Trinity also. So there is no need for a separate worship of the Trinity. This worship itself includes that. That is how he imagines. Now the next shloka, shloka 26.
Virinchihi panchadvam vrajati harirapnoti viratim vinasham kinashaha bhajati dhanado yati nidhanam vitandri mahendri vitacharapi sammilita drishaha mahasamharesmin viharati sati svadpati rasau.
So Sati Devyai Namaha, Ambai Sadrasti Hira Sati Devyai Namaha, for destruction of all kinds of enemies. When we say enemies, it is not the external enemies, our internal enemies. We have got all these Kama Krodha, these Raga Dvesha, everything, all those internal enemies are, they are the ones which are really, we don't have to look for enemies outside. They are our own internal enemies. Shatru Vijayartham, Sati. Sati means, the Devi with it's supposed to be very, very chaste woman, Pativrata, Sati. Virinchihi panchadvam vrajati. Virinchihi means Brahmaji. We have already seen this word right in the beginning. Brahmaji, he meets with death also. Panchadvam vrajati. Harihi virati mapunoti. Hari also, Vishnu also, he retires into passivity at some point in time. Kinashaha vinasham bhajati. Kinashaha means Yama. Yamadharma Raja also suffers destruction. Even though Yamadharma Raja is supposed to cause the death of everybody, he also has to go through destruction. Dhanado nidhanam yati. Dhanadaha means Kubera. Kubera also, he dies one day. Nidhanam. Mahendri vitatihi api. And the line of Indras, all those Indras, various Indras, they also die. Because Indras, various Indras, if a person does 100 Ashwamedha Yajna, he can become an Indra. Indra Padavi he will get. So whenever somebody does an Ashwamedha Yajna, Indra gets worried. So like that, many Indras are there. They have all come. Sammilita Drisha, all these Indras also go to sleep with eyes closed and steeped in sluggishness. Asmin Mahasamhare, but even in such a time of the great dissolution, Mahasamhara, in that pralaya, Padpati Asau, Padpati, your consort, your husband, this Shiva, he alone, what does he, Viharati, he is still sporting with you. All these other people, Brahmaji, Vishnu, Indras, all these Kuberas, all these mighty, great people, they all vanish. But at the time of Pralaya, your husband alone is sporting with you. That is your Mangalya Balam. That is Mangalya Balam of you. That is your Pativratyam. Oh, greatly chaste Devi. That is why she was addressed as Sati in the beginning. Greatly chaste Devi. Your Pativratyam protects your husband. Brahma meets with death. Hari retires into passivity, Yama suffers destruction, Kubera too dies, and the line of Indras, they go into sleep with eyes closed and steeped in sluggishness. As such, even during such a time, at the great dissolution, your consort is sporting with you, nothing happens to him. Again, Japa is supposed to be done facing east 1,000 times for 6 days, destruction of all kinds of enemies and gold plates, sweet rice. And the yantra also is given here. Now we have to understand here a few terms. Virinchihi panchadvam. Panchadvam. Panchadvam means panchabhutana vyashti rupa, rupatam maranamiti avat. So the state where the panchabhutas, they all separate. You know, at the time of dissolution, they all separate. Each one dissolves into the other. Prithvi goes into apaha, apaha into tejas, tejas into vayu, vayu into akasha, the entire thing continues. And viratim, uparatim, so maranamiti, so again it's supposed to be the maranam means at the end, at dissolution time. And vitandri, vitandri means again, viseshena tandri pramilinam, so again supposed to be the various aspects of Indra and other people, whatever efforts, whatever powers they have, none of them they are having of any use, because they perish. And Tvatpadihi, Tvatpadihi refers to Sadashivaha Haraha. So that Lord, Parameshwara, Sadashiva, he alone sports with you. So So during the Mahapralaya, the Prithivi and all tattvas, they will go on merging with the one and above. So actually this is how Srishti happens at the time of Laya, the entire thing goes back. So from Brahman, Akasham comes. Akashat, Vayuhu, Vayur Agnihi, Agne Rapaha, Adhya Prithivi, Prithivya Oshadayaha. So Adhya Prithivi, from the water principle, Prithivi Tattvam came. So this is at the time of creation. So at the time of dissolution, Prithivi will go into water. And water principle will go into Tejas, Agni. And Tejas principle will go into Vayu. And Vayu principle will go into Akasha. So that is how in dissolution, the reverse thing will happen. So that is how they all finally get dissolved. So each one merging into the next one higher to that. And what will remain at that time is only Shakti and Shiva. Or that is the Brahman Maya coupled alone, the mind, everything dissolves. At that time, Shiva will be doing the Samhara Tandava. He is doing the Samhara Pralaya Tandavam. That's what he is doing, watched only by Parashakti as the Sakshi. That is the Sakshi, she is watching this. So, Maheshwara Mahakalpa Mahatandava Sakshinyai Namaha. There is one beautiful name in Lalita Sahasranamam. Maheshwara Mahakalpa Mahatandava. At the end of the Mahakalpam, the Pralaya Tandavam, when Shiva is performing, Maheshwara, she is the Sakshini, she is the one who is observing that. So, actually there is another beautiful text. I just wrote the quotation from here. It's called Kalyana Stuti Stavam. That's a beautiful text here. So, this says, Kalpopa Samharana Kalpita Tandavasya Devasya Kantaparashoho Parabhairavasya Parabhairavasya supposed to Sadashiva or Shiva. So, Pasangusaikshava Charasana Pushpabhanam Sa Sakshini Vijayate Tava Murti Reka Sa Sakshini, the one who is the witness of that Pralaya Tandavam, of that Shiva. You are the one who is witnessing it. And your husband, that Shiva, you alone survive this entire thing when all other people perish. So this talks about, again, the Laya principle, the dissolution principle. So in the Srishti Krama, if you still remember the Sri Chakra description we gave, in the Srishti Kramam, when everything unfolds and finally becomes creation, the entire universe, right from the Bindu, the entire thing comes out. And at the time of dissolution, from the Bhupura, they all go back into Bindu, dissolve. At that time, only the Brahman Maya coupled, everything remain in unmanifest form, in dormant form. Nothing is, everything dissolves, and that is the time. At that time, only Maya Shakti and Chaitanyam alone remain. That is alone portrayed here through this shloka. Even though these are all descriptions, they all have underlying the Vedantic principle directly given here. Shloka 27. This is, we read this shloka as a Samarpana shloka in the beginning. So, even though I know somebody mentioned about other shlokas, so shloka 22 also. I mentioned the reason why we did this when I discussed the 22nd shloka, Bhavani Tumdasya. Japo jalpaha shilpam sakalam api mudra virachana vyadihi pradakshanyakramanam ashanadhyahuti vidihi pranamaha samveshaha sukhamakila matmarpana drishaha Taparya pariyaya stava bhavatu yenme vilasitam. So, pustakastaya namaha, by supposed to be, you know, having the book in her hand, supposed to be the abode of knowledge. So, for self-realization, to realize one's own nature. So, atma jnana praptyartam, that is anyway, that is the goal of every jiva, finally to gain the atma jnanam, to know one's own nature, to realize oneself. So, Atmarpana Drisha, by the Bhava of Atma Samarpanam, Jalpaha. Jalpaha means all kinds of prattle, all kinds of blabber that I say every day, all kinds of words I use without even knowing what meaning they communicate. Jalpaha, Japaha. Let all those things, let them become the Japa in your glory. Sakalam Shilpamapi. All my manual work, I do so much of work with purpose, without purpose, I don't even know what I'm doing many times. mudra virachana. Let them all become mudras of your worship. In your worship, there are so many mudras, including this mudra. You know, this is various mudras are deployed during worship. So whatever actions I do, whatever movements I do, let them all be converted to mudras of your worship. Gatihi, whatever movement I make, I drive here, maybe instead of gatihi, we have to put driving perhaps. Pradakshanya kramanam, let it all become pradakshinam of you. Ashanadi, food and drink, I drink all kinds of things, take all kinds of food. Let them become ahuti vidihi, let them all become homa oblations for you. Samveshaha, my resting, my lying down, whatever, when I take rest. Pranamaha, let it become namaskaram to you. And sukham, without any effort, my main yet velasitam, whatever actions I do, akilamapi, let them all, bhavatu, let them become tava saparya pariyayaha, your worship. So, the total responsibility is on amba. Whatever I do, you make sure that they are all considered as your worship. O Devi, let my prattle be the repetition of your mantra, that is japa. My manual work be the gestures, the mudras offered in your worship. My movements by your protection, let them be your protection. My food and drink be oblations offered in fire. My resting be namaskarams to you. And all my actions that give comfort to me, be, let them be dedication to you. Let all my activities be your worship. That is how he is dedicating everything in the bhavana of Atmarpana Drisha. So, japa is supposed to be morning facing 1,000 times in the east, 6 days, benefit Atma Jnanam. Actually, when you look at it, it looks very simple. Atma Jnanam can be gained by repeating this shloka 1,000 times for just 6 days. It is not that way. Atma Jnanam means one will be able to at least get into the path of Atma Jnanam. That is Jnana Yoga. That is Chitta Shuddhi one will be gaining. And once a person gets Chitta Shuddhi, when the mind gets purified, and by doing japa, when one's mind gets focused, then one will become eligible for Jnana Marga. Then Shravanam, when somebody tells Aham Brahmasmi, he will be able to relate to that. Then he will do Mananam, then he will do Nididhyasanam. And finally, if he succeeds in all of them, and he might, if he becomes, first he will become a Jnani, a person who knows what is Aham Brahmasmi, and then he has to become Jnana Nishtaha. And once he becomes a Jnana Nishta, then he will gain moksha. So that is the course. But by doing this 1,000 times facing 6 days, one should not think that they will get Atma Jnanam and moksha. But this is the path. And Yantra is supposed to be gold plate and Naivedyam is supposed to be milk. And here in this shloka also there are a lot of very beautiful concepts one has to, you know, understand. Because in the Navavidha Bhakti, we have already mentioned when I, in the introduction, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnoho, Smaranam, Padasevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Sakyam, Atmanivedanam. That Atmanivedana is here Atmarpana Drisha. So finally offering oneself by surrendering unto the Lord, that is called the highest of the bhakti, and that is what is portrayed here. And that the various mudras, actually in Devi worship, 10 mudras are considered very important for Devi worship. There are so many other worship. For each one of them, there are different mudras. In Devi worship, there are 10 mudras. And for the sake of it, I will just give you the names of those mudras. Sankshobh, for people who learn either Bharatanatyam or any of those dance practices or even tantric practices, they will know what these mudras are. There are various gestures. So, Sankshobhini Mudram, Vidravini Mudram, Akarshini Mudram, then Vashankari, then Ummadini, and Mahankusha, Keshari, Bija Mudra, Yoni Mudra, Trikanta, all those various mudras are there. And that is why in Lalita Sahasranam also, Dasha Mudra Samaradhya, Dasha Mudra, 10 types of Mudra Samaradhya, the one who is done Aradhya, who is done worship with all these 10 mudras. And Yoni Mudra Trikanteshi. So Yoni Mudra is one, Trikanta is another mudra. So Amba is worshipped with all these various types of mudras. And whatever may be the functions of the fingers, you know, fingers have so many functions. In the case of a Jnani, they symbolize mudras only. That is what is important. That is what this particular shloka also tells. When a person goes into that kind of a mode of worship as a Jnani, a person who is interested in identifying himself, knowing his own nature, and trying to not to distinguish between him and Amba, for that person, whatever movement he does with his fingers, fingers may be doing so many things, they are all considered symbolic mudras only. And actually in the Samayachara tradition, there are, this also I mentioned earlier, there are various traditions through which Devi worships are done. One is supposed to be Samayachara, another is supposed to be Kaulachara, there is this Dakshinachara, there is Vamachara, there are different traditions. In the Samayachara is mostly an internally directed worship, so internal worship. And in the Kaulachara, they have got various forms and all that thing. You know, for example, they will worship Yasuvasini, is portrayed as Amba and then worshipped, you know, as this thing in that form. And in the Dakshinachara, they will worship, you know, various other things, like, for example, Sri Chakra and all that thing they will do worship. And in Vamachara, supposed to be a very fierce worship. For example, they do worship maybe in the cremation area and all that thing. You know, you might have heard of all that. So there are various types of worship of Devi in Sakta, in the Devi worship, there are so many of them are there. And in the Samayachara tradition, Jnanis, they don't worship the Sri Chakra or any Vigrahas. It's all mostly internal worship. As I told, in the Dakshinachara and all, they worship. But here, they don't worship in any of those. So whatever actions or speech they naturally do, this is a Jnani. Because when they, not common people, when Jnani does, Jnani is already a person who is realized, they are well informed. He's not Jnana Nishtha yet, but at least he knows Aham Brahmasmi, and he is a person who has got Chitta Shuddhi, who has got purity of mind, who has got Chitta Ekagrata, who has got Chitta Naishchalyam, focus of the mind. Such a person. And when he does any of this worship in the Samayachara tradition, where internal worship is done, whatever actions or speech they naturally do, everyday activity, whatever they do, they all become puja and stotras to Amba. That is how the imagination is. Actually, there is this Shiva Manasa Puja. Shankaracharya has written another beautiful stotra. In that, there is a beautiful shloka. Atma tvam girijamati sahacharam prana shariram griham puja te vishayopabhogarachana nidra samadhi stitihi ಸಂಚಾರ ಪದಯೋ ಪ್ರದಕ್ಷಿಣ ವಿಧಿ ಸ್ತೋತ್ರಾಣಿ ಸರ್ವಾಗಿರೋ ಯದ್ಯತ್ ಕರ್ಮ ಕರೋಮಿ ತತ್ತತ ಕಿಲಂ ಶಂಭೋ ತವಾರಾಧನಂ ಯತ್ತತ್ ಕರ್ಮ ಕರೋಮಿ ವಾಟ್ ಎವರ್ ಐ ಡೂ ಲೆಟ್ ಆಲ್ ಬಿಕಮ್ ಶಂಭೋಹೋ ತವ ಆರಾಧನಂ ಓ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಲೆಟ್ ದಮ್ ಆಲ್ ಬಿಕಮ್ ಯುವರ್ ಆರಾಧನ ಯುವರ್ ವರ್ಷಿಪ್ ವಾಟ್ ಎವರ್ ಸೋ ವೆನ್ ಐ ಥಿಂಕ್ ಎನಿಥಿಂಗ್ ದಟ್ ಐ ಡೂ ಈಸ್ ಗೋಯಿಂಗ್ ಟು ಬಿ ದ ವರ್ಷಿಪ್ ಫಾರ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ then already I will become cautious about what things I do. Because to do a wrong thing, mind is going to immediately get, you know, it will be definitely vacillating. So it will stay in the mind. So I would also, all the time I would do the right thing, so that whatever things I do, it will become worship of the Lord. So that is how Acharya prayed there. The same sentiment is echoed in this shloka also. Let's go to the next shloka, 28.
Sudamapyaswadhyam pratibhaya jara mrityuharinim vipadyante vishve vidishatamakadhyati vishataham karalam yatshvelam kapalitavataha kalakalanam nashambottanmoolam ತವಜನನಿ ತಾಟಂಗ ಮಹಿಮಾ ಅನ್ನೋದು ಬ್ಯೂಟಿಫುಲ್ ಶ್ಲೋಕ. ಶ್ರೀ ಜನನ್ಯೈ ನಮಃ, ದಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಅ ಅಂಬಾ ಇಸ್ ಅಡ್ರೆಸ್ ಹಿಯರ್, ಪ್ರೊಟೆಕ್ಷನ್ ಅಗೇನ್ಸ್ಟ್ ಆಲ್ ಕೈಂಡ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಅನ್ಫೋರ್ಚುನ್ ಡೆತ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಆಲ್ ಅಪಮೃತ್ಯು. ಸಿ ವೇರಿಯಸ್ ಟೈಪ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಮೃತ್ಯು, ದರ್ ಆರ್ ಸೋ ಮೆನಿ ಟೈಪ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಮೃತ್ಯು. ಡೆತ್ ಕಮ್ಸ್ ಇನ್ ಸೋ ಮೆನಿ ವೇಸ್. ಆಕ್ಚುಲಿ ಇನ್ ಮೆಡ್ರಾಸ್ ದೇ ಯೂಸ್ ಟು ಸೇ ಇಟ್ ಕಮ್ಸ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಇನ್ ದಿ ಗವರ್ಮೆಂಟ್ ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸ್ಪೋರ್ಟೇಷನ್ ಬಸ್ಸಸ್ ಯು ಆರ್ ವಾಕಿಂಗ್ ದ ಸ್ಟ್ರೀಟ್. ಬಟ್ ದಿಸ್ ಈಸ್ ಅಕಾಲ ಮೃತ್ಯು ಅಂಡ್ ಕಾಲ ಮೃತ್ಯು. Kala Mrityu is something nobody can do anything about it, because when the Prarabdha ends, a person has to die. Nobody can be, you know, ever living forever. So Kala Mrityu, Akala Mrityu is at a kind of, you know, a person dying in an accident, yes, kind of a particular, you know, various things which are not natural kind of causes of death, not like old age or any such thing like that. So it is called Apamrityu Pariharasam. So Janani, O Amba, Mother, Aswadhyapi, even after taking pratibhaya jara mrityu harinim sudam. Sudam means nectar, the amritam. So the nectar capable of removing fearful aging and death. Jara. Jara is the aging process, and Mrityu is the death. So Pratibhaya Jara Mrityu Harinim Sudam. The nectar capable of removing fearful aging and death. Vidhi Shatamaka Adhyaha. Brahma, Indra, and all these people, Adhyaha means Adipatas, they indicate other deities also, Brahma, Indra, and others. Vishwe Divishadaha. All the devatas, they all vanish, all of them. Vipadyante, at the time of the great pralaya, at the time of great dissolution, all of them, they all vanish. But Karalam, Shvelam, Kabalitavataha Shamboho. For Shiva Shamboho, who consumed the terrible poison, Karalam Kshvelam. So Amrita Matanam, at that time, he consumed the greatest poison. So he consumed that for that Shiva. Yatu Kala Kalana, na. If there is no end for him, Kala Kalana, na, means if there is no end for him, that is Tanmulam, because Tava Tatanga Mahima, of the greatness of your ear ornament. Tatanga is an ear ornament. So because of the Mahima, the glory of your ear ornament, that alone gives, sustains, that alone makes Shiva to survive, even when all others, they perish. O Devi, even after consuming nectar that gives freedom from fearful aging and death, all devatas like Brahma and Indra, they perish at the time of the great delusion. But even after consuming the terrible poison of Kalakuta, your husband Shiva has an endless life. And the cause of this is the unique glory of your ear ornament. That is what Acharya now portrays here. So Japa is supposed to be done morning, facing east 1,000 times, 45 days. Success in all noble endeavors. Removal of unforeseen death, disease, effect of poison and all that. Gold plate again, milk payasam. And Trimoduram is supposed to be another particular thing. And then Tambolam. They are all supposed to be offered and the yantra is given there. So here the Tatanga Mahima is a very beautiful concept that Acharya brought here that shows the Pativratyam of Amba. Tatanga Mahima, Lakshmidhara, as I told you, there are many commentators on Saundarya Lahari. Sometimes I even though use many of them, sometimes I quote some for this particular sloka, I thought I will quote from Lakshmidhara. So Tatangasya Samartyam, Mahima is Samartyam, that is the power of the Tatanga, the ear ornament of Amma. So Tatangam Chavakatvam Kalasya Nasti Kalodpatti Stiti Layanam Tatangaika Niyatatvati Iti Devyaha Pativratya Mahima. So sarvatishayi iti, how atishayam it is. So yate rudra shiva tanoho, shiva vishvaha beshaji, shiva rudrasya beshaji, tayano amrita jivase. Shivaha is Paramashiva, shiva is Amba. When you say shiva, it is Amba, and shivaha is Paramashiva. So addressing, Sri Rudram addresses Lord Shiva, oh Lord Paramashiva, Parameshwara, which Parashakti has half of your body. Your body, half of it is taken by Parashakti. She is the medicine for the entire universe. Vishwaha Beshaji. Shiva. Vishwaha Beshaji. Beshaji means the one who is the medicine for the entire universe is she. She is the medicine even to you. Shiva Rudra Se Beshaji. For you, Rudra. She is the medicine for you also, who is Rudra. And because of her grace only, you survive. For whose sake? For our sake. You survive for our sake because of her grace to you. That is the imagination in Sri Rudram. And the sun, the moon, they are all supposed to be the embodiment of time. Whenever sun rises, when a day comes, that, you know, the day dawns means what? One day in my life is already gone. That's what it means. So sun and moon are supposed to be the embodiment of time. And they consume all jivas every day. Because every day, one day is gone means one day older. That's it. So still, they surrender to Amba. Sun and moon, they surrender to Amba. They are the embodiment of time. But still, they surrender to Amba and become her organs and various ornaments. Surya Chandrao, Sthanao, Devya, Staveva, Nayane, Sprutao, Ubao, Tatanga, Yugalam, Yityesha, Vaidiki, Shrutihi. So Vaidiki, Shrutihi, that's what it says. Devi Tatanga is nothing but the Sri Chakram. Sri Chakram is supposed to be Devi's Tatanga. It is one of the symbols of a Sumangali. Sumangali is, there are supposed to be so many symbols for a Sumangali. For example, the Mangalyam, the Kanta Sutram that they wear, Mangalyam, and the ear ornaments, the nose ornaments, the bangles, and in the finger, there is a metti, there is another ornament in silver normally they put. So they are all supposed to be Saumangalya Lakshana. When a person is a Sumangali, of course the putting the bindi and all that thing, they are also Saumangali Lakshanam. So that is why Aruna Modini is another commentator. That is, in Saundarya Lahari as Lakshmidhara, there is another commentary, Aruna Modini. And there, the Acharya says, Atta eva suvasinya kadachitabi karnabhushanam na parityajyam iti upadeshaha. What is upadesha? For Sumangali Stri, even kadachitapi, even for a small time, not even for a moment, they should not be without their ear ornaments, without their tatanga. Tatanga is supposed to symbolize their pativratyam, their saumangalyam. So all those things are supposed to be glorified. So it is supposed to be put all the time. That is how Amba, wearing that all the time, because of that mahima, even at the time of pralayam, her husband, Sadashivam, he could survive. When all the other divinities, even after consuming nectar, amritam, they could not survive. But he survived in spite of taking even the greatest of poisons. That is the imagination here, Acharya's way of addressing Amba's glory. Let us go to the next shloka. 7.
Kiritam vairincham parihara puraha kaitapabidaha. Katore kotire skalasi jahi jambari makutam pranamre shveteshum prasabamupayatasya bhavanam pavasya pyuttane tava parijanoktihi vijayate.
So Varada Bhavakarayai Namaha. Amba is again addressed here like that. So Varada Abhaya, both Varahastam and Abhayahastam. So turn even the enemy to one side. One can even turn an enemy to one side. So that is the Amba's particular glory here in this thing. So this is prasavarishta nivritti. People normally say any types of arishtam is any disease or any kind of discomfort or any kind of problems. So it is supposed to be, doing all kinds of, like an antidote for so many things, so many problems. O Bhagavati, Brahma, Vishnu and Indra, they come to prostrate before you every day. We have to imagine a scene like this. Brahma, Vishnu, Shiva, Indra, all those people, they are coming to prostrate at Amba. At that time, upayatasya bhavanam bhavasya. Towards Paramashiva, who is coming to your place, Paramashiva is coming to her place. So all these other people, they are coming to do namaskaram to her. Paramashiva also, her husband is coming. Prasabam. With haste, what do you do? Abhyuttane, when you get up and go to welcome him. So, when her husband is coming, she is getting up from her seat to go and welcome him in a haste. Because husband has come, she is going in a haste to welcome him. But these people are all doing namaskaram to that. Parijana uktihi vijayate. The concerned words of your attendants, all these parijanas, all your attendants, they are all telling so many things. What are they telling? Yeteshu pranamreshu. When the Brahma and others are prostrating to you, what they say, that is how it is heard. Parihara, avoid the kiritam vairincham puraha, the crown of Brahmaji puraha in front of you. Skalasi, you may trip by that. Kaitababidaha katore kotire, on the heavy crown of Vishnu who killed Kaitabasura. So the heavy crown of Vishnu who killed, that is also in front of you. Because they all put their crown at your feet, they are all lying down. But you are getting up from your feet and going to, welcome your husband. So, Jahi, move off, Jambari Makutam, the crown of Indra is there on the way. So, move away from them, take care, so that in your rush to go and welcome your husband, make sure that you don't get hurt. That is how her attendants are cautioning her. That is how Acharya imagines. So, glorious are the words of your attendants. Avoid the crown of Brahma in front. You may stumble of the hard crest of the slayer of Kaitabasura. Keep off the crown of Jamba's foe.
when they lie prostrating before you, and as you get up in haste to receive Bhava. Bhava is your consort, Lord Shiva, coming to your abode. So that is imagination again. So morning facing 1,000 times east for 6 days, you know, conversion of even wicked enemies to friends. That is how, you know, when the enemy, that is, you know, Shatrutvam has to go. Shatru doesn't have to die, but Shatrutvam has to go. So gold plate is the yantram, and the Chakra Pangala sweet rice is supposed to be the Naivedyam. So this is another imagination of Acharya. And I don't know whether I can take one more shloka, just because I'm exceeding by a few more minutes. For the last minutes, if you would sit, I will finish the 30th shloka also, and then we will be done for today. Svadehodbhutabhihi grinimihi grinibhihi animadhyabhiravidaham nishevye nitye tvamahamiti sadabhavayati yaham kimascharyam tasya trinayana samradhyam trinayataham mahasamvartagnihi virachayati nirajana vidhim. So Nityaya Namaha is how Amba is worshipped here, to acquire lot of powers, various powers, supernatural powers, animadi siddhi. So animadi ashta siddhi labhartam. There are so many siddhis. Anima, you know, one can try to change their size to a small, and like an anu, and one can garima, one can become very big, small, one can disappear, appear. So many things are there. Nishevye nitye. Oh, worshipful and eternal Devi, who is Nishevye, worshipful one, Nitya means who is always Nitya. So, eternal Devi. Anima Dhyabihi Abhitaha. Surrounded by anima and other deities. Each one is supposed to be a particular deity giving various shakti. Who are like Swadeha Udbhutabihi Grinibihi. They are all supposed to be the rays emanating from your body. All these anima and various divinities, they are supposed to be the rays coming from your body. Yaha sada bhavayati. Any person, yaha sada bhavayati, who thinks always of you, tvam, as ahamiti, his atma. Any worshipper, any devotee who thinks of you as his own atma, tasya, for him, who considers like that, trinayana samridhyam, even Shiva sayujyam, as trinayataha, that becomes insignificant. Trinayana means refers to Shiva. So Shiva, even Shiva Sayudhyam becomes insignificant for such a person. Mahasamvartagni, the Pralaya Agni. Mahasamvartagni means the Pralaya Agni at the time of dissolution. Nirajana Vidhim Virachayati. It performs Nirajanam to such a person. Kimascharyam, what kind of wonder it is. Even Shiva Sayudhyam is insignificant. The Pralaya Agni is supposed to consume everybody, but that Pralaya Agni does the arati to him for such a person, devotee, who thinks of you as his own Atma. So, O eternal worshipful one, what wonder is there in the mighty Pralaya fire offering camphor arati to one who constantly meditates upon you, surrounded by the rays emanating from your body as anima and others, as himself, despising the affluence of the three-eyed one. Affluence means the Shiva Sayujyam. Even that is not significant for him. Japa done again morning facing east 1,000 times for 96 days. Acquisition of supernatural powers is supposed to be done. Gold plate, honey, sweet rice, trimaduram, tambulam. And when we say all these things, you know, in the Karmakanda, we have to understand one thing clearly. Karmakanda prescribes lot of things to give various powers and so many benefits. But they all have to be done with a zero error. Tolerance is nil. If it is not done that way, it will have no benefit. And again, it should be properly initiated by Guru and all that thing. There are so many other conditions are there. When they are all done like that, then there could be such benefits. That's what's belief. So just only go through a little notes on this and then we'll stop. So Trinayanaha and Lakshmidhara, in his commentary, he tries to explain this Trinayana, the one who is three, the eyed one. So Trini Nayanani Margaha Prapakaha. So, Surya Chandragni Rupaha Yasya Darshanayeti Sa Trinayanaha. Who is Trinayana? He says, whomsoever's darshanam, the sun, moon and agni, they facilitate, he is Trinayana. So, the sun, moon and agni, they facilitate the darshanam of Lord Shiva. So, he is Trinayana. Or, they also interpret this way, Yadvam, Ida Pingala Sushumna Margaha Traya Darshanethem
దర్శనతే ఉపయా ఇతి త్రినయన సదాశివ. ఎగైన్ ది సదాశివ హుమ్ సో ఎవర్ ఇస్ అటైన్డ్ through the paths of Vida, Pingala and Sushumna. I mentioned about these various nadis. Through the Sushumna, if it goes, then it will go directly to the Brahmaloka. All that thing I explained one day. So, these three paths, the Vida and the Pingala, these are also another very significant nadis. Normally people call this the double helix kind of thing. So, that is the, and the Sushumna nadi, that is also Sadashiva. Or, Yadva, Trini Nayanani Chakshumsi, Yasya Saha Trinayasaha. So, the one whomsoever has three eyes, so Trini Nayanani, the one who has three eyes, he is also called Trinayana Paramashiva. So, actually in the Dhyana Shloka, normally people don't recite this Dhyana Shloka. They normally recite the Sindhuranugraham Shloka alone for Lalita Sahasranam and just move on. Arunam Karuna Tarangitakshim Drita Pashankusha Pushpabana Chapam Animadibihi Avritam Mayukaihi Ahamityeva Vibhavaye Bhavani. That is the most important Shloka. Ahamiti. So, the glory of any person who considers Samba as his or her own Atma, Aham Iti, he is the greatest worship. That's a person. So, the entire world will worship him or her, considering that person as Sadashiva himself. So, the one who worships Amba, Aham Iti Vibhavaye Bhavani. So, Aham Iti. So, Soham Bhavena Pujayet, in Shiva worship also. So, Aham, Shivoham, 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 that should be the Sai Bhava in the mind all the time. I may be doing so many things, this and that, but what should be there at the bottom of my heart all the time? Shivoham, Shivoham, Shivoham. So, once that is there, for that person, even all the entire world will worship such a person, considering him as Sadashiva himself. So that is how the glory of Amba is given in this sloka. So 30th sloka will stop here and we'll continue.